This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is in front of Congress today. From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill with the Marketplace Midday Update. Fed Chair Janet Yellen will testify to the House Financial Services Committee. In advance of her appearance, the Fed has released a transcript of her statement. Quincy Crosby is a market strategist at Prudential Financial and has been reading in. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of the statement from Fed Chair Janet Yellen this morning? Any surprises in there for you?
No, not really. You know, she gave a speech in Cleveland on Friday, and she acknowledges the difficulties overseas. We're not really there yet in terms of where the mandates demand that we are in terms of employment and inflation, but we're getting closer. She expects, all things being equal, nothing changing, nothing dramatic, that we will see a rate hike, the first rate hike. It's called liftoff this year.
In 2015, what are you going to be listening for in the back and forth with Congress this morning?
We're going to be paying attention to the questions that they ask her about international. Remember, the Fed is supposed to focus on the United States, but Janet Yellen has consistently actually introduced that international events do matter. So we want to hear if she's worried, is she not worried about the possibilities of a dislocation in the market. Also, we want to hear what she has to say about employment. After all, the headline number for unemployment in America is going down. We want to see if the questions can push her closer to giving us some more a convincing argument for raising rates this year.
Quincy Crosby is market strategist at Prudential Financial. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
Now, let's do the numbers. Minutes into the trading day, markets are relatively calm. The Dow is down 18 points. That's a 0.1%. The S&P 500 is down ever so slightly. The Nasdaq is up about 0.25%. China's National Bureau of Statistics announced better than expected growth last quarter, 7%. In spite of that, the Shanghai Composite lost 3% today. European markets ticked up. Traders and pretty much everyone else is watching Greece, where the parliament is expected to vote on the $94 billion bailout plan. The IMF has thrown a bit of a wrinkle into the debate, releasing a paper that says the rescue plan as is may not work. The IMF wants the Eurozone to consider more debt relief for the Greeks. Online video streaming giant Netflix will report second quarter earnings this afternoon. The company wants to operate around the world by the end of next year. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, the costs of global expansion are expected to take a bite out of the company's profits.
Netflix is forecast to gain some 26 million international subscribers with a presence in 50 countries by the end of this year.
The main thing at this stage for them is just the raw subscriber growth numbers.
Jim Nail is a business-to-consumer analyst with Forrester Research. The biggest prize for Netflix would be China, where the e-commerce company Alibaba recently launched its own streaming service.
But I don't think it's a deal killer. It certainly sets up stiffer competition.
Domestically, Netflix hopes to drive subscriptions by continuing to produce its own standalone content, with shows such as Orange is the New Black or House of Cards. All that programming is really expensive, says University of Michigan communications professor Amanda Lotz.
Netflix is spending a lot of money, and so that's where the pressure to expand subscribers in order to amortize those costs over a bigger subscriber base.
The big threat to Netflix going forward, says Lotz, would be if all those content providers bypass the middleman and start selling directly to consumers. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
The bird flu crisis seems to be winding down, with no new cases reported since mid-June. But for bakers, there's still an egg crisis. Many buy liquid eggs by the bucket, and the price of those pails of eggs is soaring. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Every month, a wholesale bakery called Grandma's burns through the equivalent of 30,000 eggs. Eggs go into the buns, cookies, and cakes that grandma sells to grocery stores and schools around the Twin Cities. The owner, John Lupo, buys the eggs in liquid form, by the bucket.
Liquid gold is what we have here, literally.
For Lupo, liquid eggs do seem like a precious commodity lately. The supply has tightened dramatically. Some of the big commercial egg operations that produce and break the eggs to fill the pails Lupo buys are temporarily out of commission due to bird flu. So Lupo is now paying a premium for liquid eggs. His costs are up $8,000 a month. He fears it could get worse, so he's building a stockpile in the fridge and freezer.
We're trying to get as far ahead as we can, buying from every source that is willing to sell us, because we're afraid that they'll be rationing.
Some commercial bakers are experimenting with egg substitutes in case the liquid egg shortage lasts a couple of years. A firm called Hampton Creek is optimistic that will boost its sales. The company has figured out how to make egg-intensive products like cookies and mayo using plant-based ingredients instead. Joshua Tetrick runs the company.
So you can imagine, given the issues around avian flu, food manufacturers, large restaurant chains, big retailers are even more interested in what we're doing.
But for a baker like Lynn Sherman in Cold Spring, Minnesota, egg substitutes pose their own problems, like potentially having to change the ingredient labels on hundreds of baked goods that she provides to places like grocery stores.
We'll have to constantly be monitoring the labels to make sure that they are accurate for what we're producing.
That sounds like a huge headache.
It is. Not any fun.
Bakers Lynn Sherman and John Lupo could buy carton eggs. They haven't had the same price spikes as liquid eggs. But that would mean cracking tens of thousands of eggs by hand, which they say is just not practical. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
And we've got a whole lot more coverage out of Greece. It's on our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.